The first draft of the CELAC Food and Nutrition Plan has been completed and recently reviewed at the CELAC Ministers of Agriculture meeting earlier this year. Minister of Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries, the Honorable Saboto Caesar, made the announcement last Friday and described the document as an excellent one that will serve the CELAC community.
I wish to take this opportunity to thank the ministers from the CELAC member states, ministers of agriculture, who came, participated in one way or the other, sent remarks, because today we are proud to note that we have an excellent document that will serve the CELAC community. There is going to be another meeting, and the scheduled date is November, or it could possibly be over in January. We have not yet decided on the exact date for that meeting, but that meeting we will conclude on some very important aspects of production and productivity in the CELAC plan.
Mr. Caesar said that there are two main pillars to the CELAC Food and Nutrition Plan: food security and the production.
When we do a cursory analysis of the CELAC Food and Nutrition Security Plan, there are two main pillars. Firstly, it has to do with issues touching on concerning production. And secondly, it's very important that we take an appreciation of the issue of food security from the consumption standpoint. So the first limb addresses production and the second limb addresses consumption. It is the aim and objective of the CELAC Food and Nutrition Security Plan to engender food sovereignty in all of the CELAC member states. And we're going to work with technicians across borders. Before the end of this year, we anticipate that we will have a website designed so that our food production stakeholders and other technicians can actively participate in sharing information. We are going to increase the public relations also across borders, and we have a communication consultant who's on board who will be working with all of the member states.
The minister noted that he's looking forward to great things through the implementation of the plan.
I look forward to great things through the implementation of the CELAC Food and Nutrition Security Plan. And I am asking the farmers, the fisher folk, the agro-processors, the technicians, and I know I have the support of all the policymakers in agriculture. We have to work together to make this happen for the citizens within CELAC.
Minister of Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries, the Honorable Saboto Caesar. I'm Colvin Harry with today's CELAC Report.